This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Today, we're starting the show with some news deja vu, or really more of an update of sorts, on the trade war between the U.S. and China. Back in 2018, then-President Donald Trump imposed a number of tariffs on imports to the U.S., including some on Chinese aluminum and steel. Those tariffs never went away. And here's the deja vu part. President Biden is now calling on the U.S. Trade Representative to increase them. He wants to triple tariffs on some Chinese steel and aluminum. That would bring them from 7.5% to 25%. Marketplace's Henry Epp looks at the economic effects.
Then-President Donald Trump used to say China would pay all the new tariffs on its imports to the U.S. That's not really what happened.
In fact, it was U.S. consumers and industries here that ended up paying the tariffs.
Inu Monik is a fellow for trade policy at the Council on Foreign Relations.
At the end of the day, what the administration had hoped to achieve certainly did not come to fruition.
What did come to fruition was an increase in steel prices, and that definitely had an effect on American companies that use steel to make other stuff, says Catherine Russ, a professor of economics at UC Davis.
These increases in steel prices for domestic manufacturers end up making it harder when our steel-using manufacturers export abroad.
Okay, but the whole point of the tariffs was to boost domestic manufacturing and the domestic steelmaking industry. So did they get more people working in the steel sector?
If you really squint, you might see 1,000 extra jobs in that sector.
What has happened is direct Chinese steel imports to the U.S. have declined, but they were never very big to begin with. Meanwhile, since China's construction sector has struggled recently, they have more steel than they need, says Gordon Johnson, whose firm GLJ Research analyzes the industry.
They've had to find other places to put their steel. So they're exporting that steel to the rest of the world.
But Johnson says since steel prices are higher in the U.S., a lot of that cheaper Chinese steel still makes its way here by way of other countries.
So China can shoot their steel into Poland, thus negatively affecting Polish steelmakers. And then Polish steelmakers, therefore, will shoot their steel into the U.S.
So ultimately, raising tariffs even further on Chinese steel might not do much, he says, but
both Biden and Trump are going to use the steel industry as a political football to show that they're tough on China.
Which is why he thinks the stock value of some steel companies will rise in the months ahead. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.